Podcasting Update, August 2021. So what's happening in podcasting? The short answer is a lot. Podcasting went up by 50% in 2018, that's according to Nielsen, then doubled from 2019 to 2020. For CliffCentral.com, I can tell you our audience doubled again since the start of the pandemic and lockdowns, and this is probably true for other South African podcasters too. When we launched Cliff Central back in 2014 and began pioneering in podcasting, everyone thought we were mad. Many people didn't even know what a podcast was. You fast forward to 2021, and according to Spotify, 43% of South Africans have listened to a podcast in the past year, compared with a 36% average in other countries. It's very rewarding welcoming more and more people into our world. People have had more time to listen and have found more stuff worth listening to. There's been a flowering of new podcasts in the last year as more and more people have taken to podcasts to entertain, to inform, inspire, and empower their audiences. Since the barrier to entry is pretty low, many of them won't necessarily last or they'll battle to keep consistent. But the future is looking brighter than ever. The fact that remote online conversations have become the norm for meetings and webinars also means that podcasting was probably ahead of the game in developing those means of communication long before they became mainstream. In the US, where podcasting is an absolute juggernaut, names like Joe Rogan at number one, The Daily at number two, This American Life at number four, and Stuff You Should Know at number five still dominate the podcast charts, but with much bigger numbers than in 2019. That's according to PodNews. It's perhaps interesting to note that Michelle Obama, Rachel Maddow, and Conan O'Brien's podcasts have struggled to crack a spot in the top 20 despite powerful endorsements and advertising in traditional media. Podcast listeners are still, it seems, the best way to get new podcasts to take off. That's according to Edison's Top Podcasts 2020. They're also the best place to launch cryptocurrencies, to talk about financial instruments that are complex, and chat openly about controversial cultural and social issues. And that last one is mostly because they're more inert than social media to superficial grievance mongering. Any company that wants to explain their purpose, their values, or establish credibility has to have podcasting in their media mix, or there are people that they just won't reach, and those are influential and independent people. Podcasts have played a major role in elections in the United States, with both candidates and their teams paying a lot of attention, albeit fairly partisan, to podcasts. The soundbite in mainstream media isn't as persuasive as a few minutes of alone time with a candidate in a podcast. In future, this will only become more valuable to politicians. Many have already launched their own podcasts. With more and more discerning people opting in for bespoke content, there are more and more people opting out of the old ways. Pay attention. Don't get left behind. CliffCentral.com